With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. About 66,000 Montanans rely on the federal marketplace to buy health insurance. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports premiums could be three times as expensive if enhanced subsidies aren't renewed.
Jeff Barber of Helena recently shopped on the federal insurance marketplace for the first time after his wife switched jobs and he lost insurance. Barber is 60 years old and his job doesn't offer insurance.
Most basic plans were in the neighborhood of $600 to $700 a month premium.
He was able to find a plan he could afford and received a subsidy that knocked down the price about $200 per month. Barber says he could make it work if that subsidy went away.
What on earth do other people do that aren't in that position? I guess they just go without.
Montana's marketplace enrollment doubled over the past 5 years under the subsidies. Montanans would see premiums go up about 80%, one of the largest increases in the country. That's according to new data from KFF, a nonpartisan health policy research group. Lower-income people would still receive some financial assistance, but some would pay full price for their plans. An older couple could see premiums jump from $500 a month to $2,000. That's a price hike many can't afford, says Cynthia Cox with KFF.
So I wouldn't be surprised if 10,000 people drop coverage.
MTPR asked Montana's congressional delegation where they stand on renewing the enhanced subsidies, but none responded. Allie Lockman is a political science professor at Texas A&M University. She thinks Congress is unlikely to discuss renewing subsidies until the fall, which will create uncertainty for many.
In addition to that, I think there's also a fair amount of skepticism from Republican leaders, especially in the House, about whether or not these subsidies should be extended.
But Lockman says marketplace enrollment is high in deep red states, which would also see large increases in premiums. That could be political incentive to keep these subsidies in place. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.